If you've ever experienced the chaos of a retrograde, you are definitely not alone. You know, the cosmic seasons that send everyone running for the hills? You know what I mean. In today's episode, we're diving into the intriguing world of retrogrades, those celestial events that can turn our lives upside down. But what if I told you that these periods of apparent backward motion aren't obstacles, but powerful opportunities for transformation? Join us as we uncover how to harness retrograde energy for manifestation, building your intuition, and navigating life's choices with confidence. Get ready to embrace the chaos and unlock the hidden gifts of retrogrades. Happiest day, beautiful soul. Welcome back to The Media Matters, the podcast where we're all many mystics learning about the paranormal, the supernatural, and all the things together. And everyone is living their best planetary life. I'm your host, Chantel, and today we're diving into the fascinating world of retrogrades. Buckle up, my little stargazer, because we're about to embark on a journey through the cosmos that will change the way you view these celestial phenomena forever. So grab your cozies, sip your tea, and let's vibe with the planets, shall we? Let's kick things off by demystifying retrogrades. So what exactly are retrogrades? Well, a retrograde refers to the apparent backward motion of a planet as observed from Earth. Think of it like two cars on a highway. If you're in the faster car, the slower car seems to move backward relative to you. So that's essentially what's happening with retrogrades in our very own solar system. Here are a few key points to better acquaint you with retrogrades. The first is that retrogrades are not actual backward movements, but optical illusions caused by differences in orbital speeds between Earth and other planets. In astronomy, retrograde describes a planet's motion that appears to be moving east to west among the stars, contrary to its usual west to east direction. In astrology, retrogrades are believed to influence the energies associated with each planet, often causing a shift or reversal in how those energies manifest in our lives. Different planets have retrograde periods, including Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto. Each retrograde is thought to affect different aspects of life. Retrograde periods vary in length depending on the planet. For example, Mercury retrogrades last about 3 weeks and occur 3 to 4 times a year, while other planets like Uranus can be in retrograde for several months at a time. Retrogrades are often associated with periods of reflection, revision, and reassessment in areas governed by the retrograde planet. The term retrograde can also be used more generally to describe something moving backward or returning to a worse condition. Now, why do astrologers make such a big deal about these apparent backward motions? Well, it's because retrogrades are believed to influence the energies associated with each planet, often causing a shift or reversal in how those energies manifest in our lives. Not all retrogrades are created equal. Each planet has its own unique retrograde personality, if you will. Let's break down some of the most significant ones. Mercury retrograde. So we talked about this one in last week's episode, but we're going to revisit her because she's a little trickster, this Mercury retrograde. So Mercury goes into retrograde about 3 to 4 times a year, lasting 3 weeks, or approximately 3 weeks, and it's known for causing communication mishaps, technical glitches, and travel snafus. Next up, we have Venus retrograde. So this one occurs every 18 months and lasts about 40 days. And when Venus is in retrograde, it can shake up our love lives, finances, and our values. This is a time for reassessing what and who we truly value. Mars. So this fiery retrograde happens every 2 years for about 2.5 months. It can dampen our energy and motivation, but it's also a really good time for strategic planning and reassessing our goals. Jupiter. When Jupiter goes into retrograde, this lasts for about 4 months every year, and it encourages us to reflect on our personal growth, beliefs, and philosophies. Saturn. This beautiful taskmaster goes retrograde for about 4.5 months every year, prompting us to review our responsibilities, structures, and long-term plans. Uranus. So this retrograde lasts about 5 months every year and can bring unexpected changes and revelations, especially in areas of technology and innovation. Next, we have Neptune. This dreamy little planet retrogrades for about 5 months every year, and it deepens our intuition and spiritual awareness. Last up, we have Pluto. So this is the longest retrograde, and it lasts about 5 to 6 months every year. And when Pluto retrogrades, it digs deep into our psyche, bringing hidden truths to light. Let's hit pause on all this fun so that I can remind you that we have a newsletter just for you. If you like moon magic, if you like tips for the season, if you like things like retrograde survival goodies and all the mystical things, then head over to themediummatters.com/newsletter and sign up for our absolutely free monthly newsletter, magically created just for you. Now, back to the show. Let's talk about the retrogrades left in 2024 and what we can expect. So coming to you straight from stylecaster.com, we have Pluto retrograde in Aquarius and Capricorn from May 2nd to October 11th of 2024. The power-hungry planet Pluto retrogrades for about 5 months every year, but this is a particularly momentous one for mighty Pluto because it marks the final foray it'll make into the sign of Capricorn for nearly 250 years. You heard that right, 250. This year's Pluto retrograde begins in Aquarius on May 2nd, and it'll dip back into Capricorn for the last time in our lifetimes on September 1st, giving everyone a chance to subtly merge with some of the slow-burning transformations that have taken place beneath the surface over the past 15 years. Big changes are crystallizing, and we are collectively on the brink of a new psychic journey. So do your best to purge and process your subconscious baggage, baby. From June 29th to November 15th, 2024, we are in Saturn retrograde in Pisces. So Saturn is the planet of rules, restrictions, and tough love. So its annual retrograde periods feel a lot like a cosmic reality check, if you will. When Saturn reverses its course each year, you may find that responsibilities you've been avoiding or life lessons you've been learning become impossible to ignore, forcing you to face things head on. It is not always easy, but it can also bring loads of personal growth. If you were born with Saturn in Pisces, this retrograde is an extra important check-in as the major themes and challenges of your current Saturn return are becoming crystal clear. From July 2nd to December 7th, we have Neptune retrograde in Pisces. Like Pluto, Neptune is a relatively faraway planet, so its retrograde periods aren't generally as disruptive or chaotic to people's daily lives as some of the other ones are. You know what I mean. However, as the planet of dreams, mysticism, and illusions, its annual backspins can catalyze a subtle but powerful period of spiritual reflection. This Neptune retrograde takes place in emotional Pisces, so it is a great time to take off the rose-colored glasses and figure out which of your fantasies are more delusional than doable. Getting lost in your imagination is good, but you've got to come down to earth sometimes to give yourself some perspective. So we talked about this one in the last episode, Mercury retrograde in Virgo and Leo. This one takes place from August 5th to August 28th, 2024. Yes, my loves, Mercury retrograde. So Mercury stations retrograde in its home sign of attentive and analytical Virgo on August 5th, so leave wiggle room in your schedule for snags during this period and be wary of losing track of little details. If you have some late summer vacations planned, triple check your itinerary and look out for delays. This fleet-footed planet flutters back into Leo on August 14th, which can make it difficult to fully express yourself in a way that makes you feel understood for the last couple weeks of the backspin. Don't be too proud to apologize for a misunderstanding or ask for clarification on something you may be misreading. From September 1st to January 30th of 2025, how are we going into 2025 already? Oh my gosh. That aside, we will be in Uranus retrograde in Taurus. So Uranus is a planet of innovation, inspiration, and unpredictable events, and it kicks off its annual 5-month-long retrograde on September 1st in the sensual and materialistic sign of Taurus. Throughout the last third of 2024 and into the first month of, oh my gosh, 2025, take time to reflect on any shocking twists that may have taken place in your life since the start of the year. Whether it was a sudden change of heart, a groundbreaking new idea, or a curveball that shook up your plans, Uranus retrograde is a powerful period for processing such unexpected shifts so that you can integrate them into your reality as you move forward. Remember, change is good. From October 9th to February 4th, 2025, again, oh my gosh, we have Jupiter retrograde in Gemini. Go Gemini. Abundant and philosophical Jupiter has been in quick-thinking Gemini since May, helping us take in lots of new information and expand our curiosity about the world around us. But once this lucky planet stations retrograde on October 9th, you can start sifting through all these new ideas to figure out which feel most aligned with your true beliefs. While Jupiter retrogrades can be subtle, they can sometimes catalyze major paradigm shifts, pushing you to embrace new ways of thinking and look at life from a different perspective. This retrograde lasts through the first month of 2025, so it's an energy that'll be working in the background for the rest of the year. From November 25th to December 15th, 2024, we have Mercury retrograde in Sagittarius. So Mercury retrograde is home for Thanksgiving, and yes, it is slightly overstaying its welcome. This backspin takes place in the wild and free-spirited sign of Sagittarius, so it might be challenging to keep things running smoothly as you flutter from shopping malls to holiday parties during this very busy time of year. But listen, be careful about splurging during Black Friday sales, especially if you're in the market for electronic devices and what have you. Mercury rules technology among other logistical matters, so purchases made now may not meet your expectations or be quite the deal you were looking for. Be sure to read up on return policies and avoid spontaneous purchases if at all possible. You'll also want to be extra diligent about the details when booking holiday travel plans, as it will be easy to get things mixed up. From December 6th to February 23rd, 2025, there it is hitting us again, we have Mars retrograde in Leo and Cancer. So Mercury isn't the only personal planet retrograding its way through the holidays. Assertive Mars starts backspinning on December 6th in the bold and fiery sign of Leo, and it'll rage on through February of next year, re-entering Cancer on January 6th, 2025. Mars only retrogrades every 2 years, and that is a good thing because these backspins can sometimes bring a feeling of decreased energy, low motivation, or lack of passion. It is not always easy to get extra rest during the holiday season, but this is a good year to try embracing some of winter's hibernation vibes. Don't let a deflated ego push you off course. Simply remember that charging forward on new things or initiating big changes may be challenging now, so focus on recalibrating your goals and getting in touch with what's really driving your desires. You'll feel so much more confident and refreshed post-retrograde if you choose to reflect instead of act as you transition out of 2024. So now that we've covered the basics, let's talk about how we can use retrograde energy to our advantage. Contrary to popular belief, retrogrades aren't just cosmic speed bumps. They're opportunities for growth and manifestation. During retrogrades, the energy of the planet in question becomes more internalized, which makes it a really ideal time for reflection, revision, and reassessment. It's like the universe is giving us a cosmic do-over, a chance to revisit and refine our goals and intentions. Here are some tips for manifesting during retrogrades. The first tip is to use it as a time for reflection and revision by reviewing past goals and intentions, reassessing what you truly want to manifest, and refining and clarifying your desires. My next tip is to focus on inner work. So this would mean practicing meditation and self-reflection, journaling to uncover subconscious patterns, and working on healing old wounds or triggers that may surface. Next is to slow down and be patient. So this would entail things like not rushing into new ventures, taking your time to carefully consider decisions, and trusting in divine timing. Next is to harness the retrograde energy. For example, you could use Mercury retrograde for improving communication. You could tap into Venus retrograde for reassessing relationships and values. And you can utilize Jupiter retrograde for spiritual growth. My next tip is to practice gratitude. This would be appreciating what you already have manifested and focusing on the abundance that's already present in your beautiful life. Next is to set clear intentions. You want to make sure you get very specific about what you want to manifest and write down your goals and desires. Make sure that these are things that you access and touch and look at and think about and dream about all the live long day so that you can draw these things to you. My next tip is to release resistance. This is about letting go of attachments to outcomes and surrendering control and trusting the beautiful process. Next, use visualization and affirmations. So imagine your desires as already manifested and be sure to use positive affirmations that align with your goals. My next tip is to take inspired action. This would be following your intuitive nudges and taking small steps toward those goals. Lastly is to be flexible. Just remember to be open to how your manifestations may unfold and embrace unexpected opportunities or changes. It may not look like what you think it's going to look like, if you know what I mean. This is a really good time to gain clarity, release blocks, and refine your manifestation practice. The key is to work with the retrograde energy, not against it. Just embrace the slower pace and use it to your beautiful advantage. Moving from manifestation into intuition, I am always looking for ways to harness my intuitive abilities, to harness my intuition, learn to trust myself better, and retrogrades are a fantastic opportunity to do just that. So I have a few tips to help you as you are working to focus your energy inward and take advantage of a retrograde period. So my first tip, slow down and reflect. Use the retrograde period to pause and look inward. Take time for self-reflection and introspection and practice meditation to quiet your mind and enhance your intuitive awareness. You see there? Meditation made it into the episode. You see? My next tip is to journal and analyze. So this is a great time to keep a retrograde journal so that you can track insights and patterns of your dreams, because retrograde periods can definitely increase dream activity. This is also a great time to reflect on past experiences and lessons learned. My next tip is to reconnect with your inner self. So this would be doing things like focusing on heart-centered practices, engaging in activities that help you reconnect with your authentic self, and listening to your inner voice and gut feelings more closely, trusting yourself. Next is to practice mindfulness. So this is an opportunity for you to be present and aware of your thoughts and feelings. It's a great time to pay attention to subtle signs and synchronicities. And we just did an episode on synchronicities, so check that out if you want to get more information on that. This is also a great time to notice any heightened sensitivity or psychic experiences. My next tip is to embrace the retrograde energy. So instead of resisting challenges, view them as opportunities for growth. Like we said before, you can use Mercury retrograde to improve communication with yourself or with others. You can also tap into Venus retrograde for insights about relationships and values. Next, engage in intuitive activities. This could be trying divination tools like tarot or runes. You could explore energy work like Reiki. You could also practice visualization and guided imagery. My next tip is to review and reassess. This is a fantastic time for you to look back at past goals and intentions, for you to reevaluate your spiritual practices and beliefs, and reconsider your approach to intuitive development. Next up is to create a space for intuitive insights. You could do this by reducing external noise and distractions. You could spend time in nature to enhance your connection to the natural cycles. You can also allow for moments of stillness and quiet contemplation. Turn off the phone, turn off the devices, step away from all the things, and just be with you. My next tip is to trust the process. This is all about having faith in your intuitive abilities, even if they seem unclear at first. Also, be patient with yourself as you develop these intuitive skills, and remember that retrograde periods can amplify intuitive powers. My last tip is to integrate intuitive insights. This would be like acting on intuitive guidance when appropriate, using insights gained during retrogrades to make positive changes, and applying your intuitive lessons to your daily life and decision-making. Remember that retrogrades offer a unique and beautiful opportunity to deepen your connection with your intuition. By working with these energies rather than against them, you can actually enhance your intuitive abilities and gain valuable insights for personal growth and manifestation. And who does not want that? I know we all want to manifest, we all want to grow, we want to trust ourselves, and retrogrades are a great time to put all of that into practice. And now, one of the most popular questions I've seen about retrogrades, and it is, should you make big decisions during a retrograde? And I will say this to you, my little stargazer. The answer isn't a simple yes or no. It really depends on the nature of the decision and which planet is in retrograde at the time. So generally speaking, retrogrades are better for reviewing, revising, and reconnecting rather than starting brand new ventures. However, comma, if a decision involves something from your past, like reconnecting with an old friend or revisiting a business plan, a retrograde could actually be the perfect time. I have some tips and guidelines that will help you to make some decisions during retrogrades. So during a Mercury retrograde, this is a very good time to avoid signing contracts or making major purchases if at all possible. And if you have to sign a contract or make a major purchase, make sure you read the fine print very, very carefully. During Venus retrograde, think twice before making big relationship decisions or major financial investments. During a Mars retrograde, it is not the best time to start new projects, but great for revising action plans. During a Jupiter retrograde, this is excellent for reassessing your personal philosophy and long-term goals. And during a Saturn retrograde, it is perfect for restructuring and setting new, more realistic boundaries. So just remember, these are guidelines. They are not hard and fast rules. Always trust your intuition and take your personal circumstances into account when you're making your decisions. Before we keep going, I just want to say, I can see Halloween from here. Yes, we need your help coming up with the most awesome and spooky October that ever was. And so, please send your episode suggestions, your spooky stories, and all the frightening things because we need all the scares. You can email the show at hello@themediamatters.com or DM us on Instagram @themediamatters. Let's get spooky. Now, back to the show. So let's break down some general do's and don'ts for navigating retrograde seasons. Are you ready? So some of the do's. Make sure you back up your data regularly. Double check travel plans and important appointments. Take time for self-reflection and inner work. Revisit and revise old projects. And practice patience and flexibility. Some of the don'ts. Don't make hasty decisions, especially in areas ruled by the retrograde planet. Don't start entirely new ventures if possible. Make sure you don't ignore problems or just sweep your issues under the rug. You know, that could only end well. Don't expect everything to go smoothly or according to plan. And above all else, don't panic. Retrogrades are very natural cycles, not cosmic punishments. And again, these are not all-inclusive lists. They are just some general guidelines. Before we wrap up, let's put together a metaphorical retrograde survival kit, if you will. So these are tools and practices that can help you not just survive, but hopefully thrive during retrograde seasons. So let's start with a good planner or calendar. This is really great so that you can write down the retrograde dates and double check your appointments. It is nice to be in the know in advance instead of these things taking you by surprise. You know what I mean? Next up is external hard drives or cloud storage because we want to make sure we are backing up our data. Some of these retrogrades are tricksters and they like to mess with our stuff. And it is just not a good feeling when you go to look for something and you can't find it on your laptop or your phone or wherever. So back up and back up again. My next recommendation is a meditation app. This is to help you stay centered and to tap into your intuition. And whether it's a retrograde season or not, meditating is always a beautiful thing to do for yourself. It is the best form of self-care. Get into meditation. If you need a meditation app, there are so many wonderful ones. You can also just hop onto YouTube and find all kinds of free guided meditations or just meditation music. My next tool recommendation is a journal because having a place to write down your experiences, your emotions, your dreams, your synchronicities, and all the things is so fantastic. It's nice to have a place that you can go back to and reflect. You can look back, read through all of your notes, and start to connect the dots, if you will. Next is divination tools. So this is tarot cards, runes, or whatever tool resonates with you for gaining your insight. My next tip is to have self-care items. These are things that are going to help you take care of you. So we can circle back to the meditation app. We can talk about journaling. We can go into crystals and aromatherapy. We can do bath salts, all the things, but self-care. It's important. My last tool, and not an actual like tangible tool, but an important one nonetheless, is patience. So definitely not something you can hit like Target and pick up or anything, but definitely something that you need. It is so great to be patient. It is helpful to be patient and it will serve you well. Just remember, I mean, we've said this already in this episode, but don't be afraid of retrogrades. They really are opportunities for growth, for reflection, and for realignment. And honestly, by understanding and working with the energy, you can really turn these events into powerful catalysts for positive changes in your beautiful life. And that brings us to the end of our retrograde swim sesh. You get it? Instead of a deep dive, we're doing a swim sesh. You get it. I really hope this episode has given you a new perspective on these magical planetary seasons. I know retrogrades are as good or as bad as we make them. And honestly, why spend weeks or months feeling like the sky is falling when we can use the energy to our advantage and make beautiful magic instead, you know? If you enjoyed this episode, and I really hope that you did, please follow for more and share it with the ones you like and love, because sharing is caring. Send us your spooky stories and questions on Instagram, Facebook, or via email at hello@themediamatters.com. Head over to themediamatters.com/newsletter to join our free newsletter, where we talk about upcoming moon cycles, rituals for the seasons, everyday magic, and so much more. Until next time, this is Chantel with The Media Matters, reminding you to be the magic. See you next time.